This is the Sakar Merli of the 17th of June 2026. Essence. Sweet children, in order to claim a Sun Dynasty royal status, surrender everything you have to the Father. A Sun Dynasty royal status means an air-conditioned ticket. Question. How is it that no one in the world is more fortunate than you children? Answer. The Unlimited Father is personally in front of you children. You are to receive the unlimited inheritance from him. At this time, you belong to the Unlimited Father, Teacher and Satguru, and you receive unlimited attainment from him. People of the world don't even know him, so how could they be as fortunate as you? Song. The one you are close to is very fortunate. Dot, dot. Om Shanti. You children who are the decoration of the Brahmin clan know that you now belong to the Brahmin community and that you will become part of the deity community. The Father sits here and explains to you children. Since the Unlimited Father is in front of you, and you are receiving your unlimited inheritance from him, what more do you want? No one knows when the path of devotion began. Devotees of the path of devotion remember God. That is, the brides remember the bridegroom. But the wonder is that they don't know him. Have you ever seen a bride who doesn't know her bridegroom? How can she remember him if she doesn't know him? God is the Father of all. Children remember the Father, but it is a waste of time to remember him without recognition. This is why they receive no benefit by remembering him. Even though they remember him, none of them attains their aim or objective. They don't know anything about who God is or what they receive from him. Christ, Buddha, and the other founders of Dharma are preceptors of all the many Dharma, and their followers remember them. However, those followers don't know what they would receive by remembering them. A physical study would be better than that. At least their aim and objective are in their intellects. What do you receive from the Father? What do you receive from the teacher? What do you receive from the guru? No one else understands this. Here, you first belong to the Father, and then the teacher, and then the Satguru. The Guru is higher than the Father and teacher. You children now have the faith that you belong to the Father. Baba has come exactly as he did 5,000 years ago, and is making us into the masters of the world. That is, he is making us into the masters of the land of peace. The Father says, beloved children, you will claim your inheritance from me, will you not? Everyone says, yes, Baba. Why would we not claim it? Acha, are you happy to claim a Moon Dynasty royal status like Rama? What do you want? The Father has brought a gift with him. Will you marry Sun Dynasty Lakshmi or Moon Dynasty Sita? At least look at your face. Are you worthy of marrying Sri Narayan or Sri Lakshmi? How can you marry them without becoming worthy? The father now sits here and explains, exactly as he did in the previous cycle. He is once again explaining to us, you have come once again to claim your inheritance. Your aim and objective is to claim the unlimited inheritance from the unlimited father. That is a Sun Dynasty royal status. The Moon Dynasty is the second grade. There are different classes: air conditioned, first class, and second class. Therefore, consider the whole kingdom of the Golden Age to be air-conditioned. There is no class higher than air-conditioned. Then there is first class. The father says, now will you claim a Sun Dynasty air-conditioned kingdom or a first class Moon Dynasty? Lower than that is to become number-wise heirs of the second class. You would then come and rule a kingdom at a later stage. Otherwise, there are also tickets reserved for subjects in the third class. There are the different classes number-wise: first class reserve, second class reserve. There is happiness there anyway. There are different compartments. A wealthy person would buy an air-conditioned ticket. Who among you becomes wealthy? Those who give everything to the Father. Baba, all of this is yours. Only in Bharat is the praise, the businessman, the jewel merchant, the magician sung. All of this is the praise of the Father, not Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna claimed his inheritance and received his reward in the Golden Age. He too belonged to the Father. He would have received that reward from somewhere. Lakshmi and Narayan experienced their reward in the Golden Age. You children now understand very clearly that they must definitely have created their reward in the past. The reward of Nehru was so good. He must definitely have performed good actions. He was the Emperor of Bharat, even without a crown. There is a lot of praise of Bharat. There can be no other land as elevated as Bharat was. Bharat is the birthplace of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. This secret doesn't sit in anyone's intellect. Only the Supreme Soul gives everyone peace and happiness for half a cycle. Bharat is the number one pilgrimage place. However, according to the drama, look what the condition of the world has become because of the one father being forgotten. This is why Shiv Baba has to come once again. Someone has to become the instrument for this. The father says, now be bodiless. Have the faith that you are souls. None of them knows whose children they, the souls, are. It is a wonder. They say, O God, the Father, have mercy. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva, but they don't know when he came. It is a matter of 5,000 years. Only the Father comes and establishes that new world of the Golden Age. The duration of the Golden Age is not hundreds of thousands of years. There is extreme darkness. So many go to listen to the message of the Gita, but neither do those who teach it understand anything, nor do those who study it. The Father explains everything so easily. Simply remember the Father. While living at home, become like a lotus flower. All the ornaments have been given to Vishnu. He has been given the conch shell and also the flower. In fact, they cannot be given to deities. These are such profound and serious matters. They are the ornaments of Brahmins. But how could they be given to Brahmins? Today they are Brahmins, and tomorrow they become Shudras. A Brahma Kumar becomes a Shudra Kumar. Maya doesn't take long. If you make a mistake and do not follow the Father's Srimat, if your intellect is spoilt, Maya will then slap you very hard and turn your face away. People say in anger, "I will slap you so hard that it will turn your face around." Maya is also like that. When you forget the Father, Maya slaps you in a second and turns your face away. You receive liberation in life in a second. Maya finishes that liberation in life in a second. Maya catches hold of so many good children. When she sees that someone is careless, she instantly slaps him. The Father comes and turns your faces away from this old world. When a poor father who has been living in an old hut is building a new house, it remains in the intellects of his children that the new house will soon be ready and that they will go and live there, that they will demolish the old house. The Father has now brought Vaikunth, paradise, on the palm of his hand for you children. He says, "Beloved children," he speaks to souls. He sees you children through these eyes. The Father explains, "I too am bound by the drama. It isn't that I can do anything without the drama, no. It isn't that when a child falls ill I can cure him or free him from having an operation. No, everyone has to face the consequences of his karma. You have a great burden on you because you are the oldest. From being Satopritan, you have become completely Tamopritan. You children have now found the Father, and so you have to claim your inheritance from him. You know that according to the drama, you claim your inheritance from the Father every cycle. Those who belong to the Sun and Moon dynasties will definitely come. Those who were deities became Shudras, and they will become Brahmins and then become part of the deity community. No one except the Father can explain these things. The Father finds you children so sweet. He says, "You are my same children from the previous cycle. I come and teach you every cycle." These are such wonderful matters. Incorporeal God speaks. He would speak through a body. When a soul becomes separated from his body, he cannot speak. The soul becomes detached. The Father now says, "May you become bodiless. It isn't that you have to hold your breath, etc. No, you have to understand yourselves to be imperishable souls. A part of 84 births is recorded in myself, a soul. The Father himself says, every act that I, this soul, perform is recorded in me. My part continues there on the path of devotion. Then, on the path of this knowledge, I come here and give you this knowledge. Those on the path of devotion don't have any of this knowledge at all. How can someone who has never drunk alcohol know its taste? Only when they take this knowledge can they know it. There is salvation through this knowledge. Therefore, it must definitely be the ocean of knowledge who gives salvation. The Father says, I am the bestower of salvation for all. There is also the Salvo Dea leader, one who has mercy for all. There are so many types. In fact, only the Father can have mercy for all. They say to the Father, O God, have mercy. So he is the one who has mercy for all. Everyone else can only have limited mercy. The Father makes the whole world Satipatthana. Even the elements become Satipatthana. This is the task of the Supreme Soul. The meaning of Salvo Dea is so vast. He has complete mercy for everyone. No one is unhappy in the establishment of heaven. There is number one furniture and physical possessions, etc. There are no animals or insects that would cause sorrow there. There, in the homes of eminent people, there is so much cleanliness. You would never see a fly anywhere. No mosquitoes could go there. None of them has the strength to go to heaven. There is nothing there that causes dirt. There is the natural fragrance of flowers, etc. Baba gives you juice, subiras, to drink in the subtle region. However, there is nothing in the subtle region. All of those are just visions. There are very good flowers and gardens in paradise. There isn't a garden in the subtle region. All of those things are just visions. You have visions while sitting here. This song is very first class. You know that you have found the Father, so what more do you want? You claim your unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father. Therefore, remember the Father. The directions of the Father are very well known. We will become the most elevated by following Srimat. All the rest are everyone's devilish dictates. This is why they don't know that there is constant happiness in the Golden Age. They used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. They were Radha and Krishna in their childhood. People don't portray any of their divine activities. In heaven, all children are first class. There is no question of mischief, etc. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Since you have turned your face away from this old world, you mustn't be careless. That would allow Maya to turn your face towards her. Don't disobey Srimat. Claim your full inheritance from the Father. 2. Surrender everything you have to the Father. Become a real heir and claim a golden-aged air-conditioned ticket. Make effort while keeping your aim and objective in your intellect. Blessing. May you be able to face all adverse situations with your own original stage by practicing the Aviat stage. When you create the habit of practicing the Aviat stage, you will then be able to face all situations in your original stage. This habit will save you from having to go to court. So, when you make this your natural practice and nature, there will then be the natural calamities. This is because when you imbibe the power to overcome all situations and face everything, the curtains will open. For this, you need to have full distaste for all your old habits, sanskars, and situations. Slogan: consider yourself to be an instrument while doing everything, and you will not become tired while performing any act. Aviat signal: to remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. Babdada has the most love for the children who have clean hearts. Those who have clean hearts are constantly seated on Babdada's heart throne. In their attitude, vision, words, relationships and connections, they are seen as being easy, simple and clear, with everyone equally. The sign of easiness is that your heart, head and words are equal. It is not a sign of easiness to have one thing in your heart and something else in your words. Those who have an easy nature are constantly humble-hearted, egoless and altruistic. They have easy and simple hearts. They speak simple words and have a simple attitude and vision. Om Shanti. Invaluable elevated versions of Mahasheshwari. The expansion of the human world, the deity world, and the world of ghosts and evil spirits. Many people ask the question, when we speak about the impure human souls who we call ghosts, are they real or imagination? Or is it just doubts? Today, it is clearly explained that when human souls perform sinful acts, they then have to go through many types of suffering, and they have to suffer them in their human birth. Not in an animal or bird or any other species. Human beings have a greater capacity to experience happiness and sorrow than animals. Human beings have the main parts in this world play. Animals and birds are like the beauty of this world drama. Within the whole cycle, from the beginning of the Golden Age to the end of the Iron Age, you human beings have taken 84 births. But the 8.4 million births could be in the varieties of animals and birds. No one apart from God could have explained this secret to us. The place of residence of souls is the Brahm element, that is the incorporeal world. The souls of animals cannot go to the Brahm element. They play their parts within this universe. They too have parts of merging and emerging, and going through the Sato, Rajo and Tamo stages. And this is why we mustn't go into the expansion of the elements too much. But first, benefit our souls. That is, be man above. Now we come to human souls. The souls who perform impure actions and perform sins come into the cycle of birth and death according to their impure sanskars. They receive visions of whatever sins they have committed from the beginning through the middle to the end, that is, until the moment of death, and they experience punishment in a subtle way. They experience the sorrow of many births in a short time, and then they leave their bodies and experience further sorrow in the jail of wombs. Then, according to their sanskars, they take birth to such parents and experience happiness and sorrow in their lives there. This is called the beginning, the middle, and the end. However, some souls do not adopt a body and wander around as ghosts in this universe in their subtle forms. That too is a form of punishment, that is, a form of suffering. That impure human soul would have some karmic account with that other soul, and so would incarnate in that soul and cause sorrow to that soul. That is, he would settle his karmic account and then go and adopt another body. Some human souls beat the person in whom they enter. They cause a lot of suffering for that person. However, this too is a type of suffering within the settling of karmic accounts. So it is only in human bodies that everyone experiences happiness and sorrow. It has been explained to you that souls who come from the land of liberation into this corporeal play cannot return to the land of liberation in between. They have sanskars of happiness and sorrow according to the pure or impure actions they have performed and come into the cycle of happiness and sorrow. All souls take rebirth, but it is just God who does not. Acha.